This week started out with the man who should have won last year's series of The Voice, Johnny Manuel, and his new song.
I know I touched on this just a couple of moments ago, but you can admit it to me now, like I won't tell anyone, but you do agree with me that you were robbed last year, don't you?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
You can say it here. It's fine. We're amongst friends. It's totally fine.
No, you know, I think everything happens exactly as it should, and I was extremely happy for Chris that he's actually become a good friend of mine. We hang out a lot, and I'm just very happy for him, and the way that it all happened, it should have happened, so.
Yeah, he was robbed. subtitles there, he was robbed.
My favourite Irishman, Damien Leaf, joined us for a chat about the famous Piff Man song.
Well, Damien joins me right now. How are you, mates?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Good to catch up, man.
Now, all those great songs that you've written yourself, but you've also got another great song out at the moment. Damien, of all the great songs that you have written, what is your favourite one to perform and why is it the Piff song?
Well, you know what? I mean, it's not every day that you get an opportunity of meeting someone like Piff Man. And to compose this piece of music, I met him. I met him in the flesh.
Meanwhile, Amanda requested that her friend Amy be Piff.
Amy's the most giving person I've ever known. We've been best friends since 2012. She has always wanted to have a baby but hasn't found the right person yet. So she went through IVF with a donor. And she's currently 36 weeks pregnant.
And Piff Man did the honours.
You're thinking, what's going on?
Yes.
What the bloody hell is happening?
IVF, 8 months. Yep. Take us through the story, Amy.
So I went through IVF through up in Wollongong at the IVF clinic.
Yeah.
And found a donor who's a Kiwi.
Yeah.
Because I was born in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So
yep.
I tried to choose someone that was from New Zealand as well. But
And you wanted a baby that much, so you were just like, you know what? Stuff it, man.
Yeah.
Man, you're all frivolous. I don't need a man. I'm just going to do it myself.
The Ulladulla Vaccination Clinic is open and we spoke to Dr. Jessie Huang.
What's important is that you prepare for it. I'd like everybody to talk to their GP, to their specialist. Let your doctor know that you're having the vaccine. Check with your doctor that it's safe for you to have the vaccine before you come in. The other thing is to update your details with Medicare because we will be sending the immunisation information back to Medicare and that's how you can access your immunisation statement, if you like, once you've had your vaccine.
Proof that we go overboard here at 2ST, we gave away someone's height in chocolate.
Oh, my God, have I won all that chocolate?
Yeah, I'm going to make you sick.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
How tall were you again, Janine?
168.
168. Well, I think there's more than 1.68 meter worth of chocolate there for you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
But no matter how hard we tried, we couldn't work out what the Kinghorn Motors secret sound was.
For $3,200, what is the secret sound?
I think it might be retracting a tape measure.
I think it might be the disc in the disc carrier on either a CD player or a DVD player.
Mate, I think it's when you go down to Kinghorn Motors and you go to test drive the new Ford Puma and you get in and you adjust the seat forward or back just that little bit so you're getting it right.
Oh, it just keeps jackpotting up and up and up. Hey, that's the short week that was here on the 2ST Breakfast Show. Have a great Easter long weekend.